On average, in our Unitarian Universalist congregations, 90% of our congregants were raised in a different faith tradition or no faith tradition. So just 10% of us, on average, were raised as Unitarian Universalists. It's not that so few people are raised UU, it's that our children don't become adults who attend church, at least not in large numbers. We're working on changing that. Here at Chalice, we have a monthly multi-generational service where children are encouraged to stay for the whole hour, singing and participating along with adults, learning to attend church. They learn something different when they leave here and go to classes. So this morning, I've invited some of our congregants who were raised UU to talk with us about their connections to Unitarian Universalism, either from their own childhood or their decision to bring their children here today, and to offer advice, if they have it, to us adults on how we can interact well with our youngest congregants. I'll invite you forward.
Hello, my name's Heather Bernard, and I was asked to speak today, so I'm going to do that. We empower ourselves every time we accept responsibility for choosing the thoughts and feelings we act on. One of the things I notice about this church is that people will drive out of their way to come here. They'll add mileage to their car when gas is already so expensive, and they really want to be here. It's important for them. I live in Poway, and there are 1,000 other churches I could go to that would maybe be like a little bit more convenient for me and my family initially, but the big picture is that that's not where I want to be, that's not where I belong, and I wouldn't be happy there. And I'm glad that they have a choir here, because I really like choir. I'm truly touched that families here go out of their way to be here. And like, some people live in Ramona, and that's just like, wow, you know? It really speaks volumes about what Chalice means to people. Something I've never liked is how we as a society, and even in our religious institutions, we use labels to judge people negatively or bring someone down. In the language and communication world, you have to give things labels. You need to set definitions. But here we define phenomenon so we can empower each other. And that, my friends, is the difference for me. It's true, I used to go to another church. Well, my roots are actually in Unitarianism, so that's good. But I did go to another church after that. I was kind of testing the waters and being a rebel. My father would bring me to a Unitarian church when I was a kid. And I really wanted to go back to my roots after I had children, because I didn't feel comfortable anywhere else. I wanted to bring my kids here so they can learn to embrace their differences and learn to be kind to themselves and to others. And in doing my comparisons, I have to say that this church has the most like genuinely happy people. And I just like look around every week at coffee hour, and I'm just like amazed, and I feel so much love that like people here are really happy, and I'm thinking, what do they put in the coffee? I want my children to learn that happiness is a choice, and that the first thing about being happy is being honest with yourself about this thing we call the human experience. Unitarians are able to draw their own conclusions free from dogma and impossible expectations. Chalice can be a breeding ground for new discoveries and ideas, maybe making up for the lack we feel in our own schools or in our homes. For example, Chalice offers workshops specializing in specific areas of need, and I've found that really helpful. Many of us work long, hard days, and we feel tired at the end of the week. We need a place to recharge and to get away from ourselves through service. We need strength to live our lives with courage. At Chalice, people are trying to do something constructive and good in the world, even if it's as simple as being a greeter or just singing a song, like I do. You don't have to be rich and famous to give to a cause and make a difference. You can coexist in a group that will protect you from the negative side effects of our toxic culture. My area of expertise in college was psychology, and sometimes I'm terrified of the world we live in. Sometimes I just get to a point where I don't even want to watch the news at all or turn on my computer or my phone. Maybe not all of us connect with our childhood schoolmates, or we're trying to socially diversify, and we can do that here. Maybe some of us need more people or more friends and more family. We want to feel supported, and we want to support ourselves through action. I feel I can give myself that gift to Chalice. Chalice helps to bridge the path for self-discovery and healthy community. So I will gladly drive the extra distance and crank up my radio to something folksy and heartfelt.
Hi, my name is Susan Spoto, and I was raised a UU, a daughter and granddaughter of a UU, in a Navy family, which of course meant I moved frequently. I found that UU churches were not in some of the cities where we relocated to. Reflecting back to all my moves, I have attended 4 different UU congregations in total. Being a UU has allowed me to learn about different faith traditions and to also fit into whichever community I lived in at that time. To share with you this morning, I have 4 memories which would be UU learning opportunities, i.e., you know, moves. The first is a very young person. I lived in Honolulu, Hawaii, and as a young elementary school student, I found that the first Unitarian Church of Honolulu, Hawaii, was held in a converted house, just like this one here at Chalice. Another move was to Southeast Oklahoma. There were no UU churches anywhere at that time. It may have changed, but anyway. But my best friend invited me to her Catholic Sunday school every week for catechism. So I went. I learned quite a bit about Catholicism, probably spending about 9 months or so going with her. I tried to fit in, but distinctly felt like an outsider. Another move right after that was to Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was the location and age, at age 14, of my most formative year as a UU. We attended All Souls Unitarian Church, and within that very large church, I found my safe haven. Remember, that is in the middle of the Bible Belt. As youth, the ninth graders, which I was at the time, planned, organized, and gave each Sunday service in their own youth chapel to the younger children. Yeah, it was beautiful. If it was my week to plan, I picked the hymns to be used during my service, as well as wrote my own sermon. I still remember speaking once about the Ogallala Sioux holy man, Black Elk, and his important writings. Here's the Cliff Notes version. The great spirit of Black Elk's belief appeared to be the equivalent of the Judeo-Christian God, the divine power that oversees everything on earth, characterized as kind and loving. This concept helped me to unite my UU teachings, the American Indian history that I was taught in school at the time, with the catechism classes I attended the previous year. The middle school All Souls RE program also included visiting other faith traditions one Sunday a month. Many faiths felt normal to me as we attended them, but I must admit that one Pentecostal service and one service at a church called Brother Bob's Camp Meeting Tabernacle scared the living daylights out of me. The congregants at both the Pentecostal church and at Brother Bob's Camp Meeting Tabernacle spoke in tongues as they were moved by the Christian spirit. In the Camp Meeting Tabernacle, our group, which of course included adult chaperones, felt so disturbed by what we witnessed with the holy rollers — they were indeed rolling on the ground, on the dirt — under their big tent that we all ran out in the middle of the service never to return. These experiences taught me to be thankful I was a UU. The last major move was here to San Diego, and I lived in Chula Vista at the time, and I was in high school by that time. We attended first UU, and obviously in Hillcrest. As a student of the flute, I sat in the sanctuary with my mom, listening to all the incredible musicians perform. I distinctly remember one professional flutist who would perform frequently. He was amazing. People would tell me they wanted to hear me perform too, but I was too shy as a teenager. Occasionally, I would join youth activities at First UU, but really all I wanted to hear were the sermons and the music in the sanctuary. This memory is most like being here at Chalice for me as we nurture our young musicians and youth, including them in our multi-generational services and musical events like this morning. Finally, I wanted to tell you just about the Chalice youth here and how incredibly bright and thoughtful they are. By the way, I am raising a teen, a UU teen, who embodies these bright and thoughtful and talented traits. The youth here enthusiastically interact with each other, as you can see them at coffee hour running around, and thus learn how to feel very confident around the rest of the people here at Chalice. I would encourage you to please say hello to them and to ask them a question or two. The young ones are proud to show you how smart they are, and the youth will show you how capable they are. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Andy Stout, and I have to say it was quite a trip down memory lane thinking back over the past 60 plus years. I'm going to start with a little history of how I came to be raised UU, followed by some events and activities I remember. My dad was raised Lutheran and my mom Jewish. They immigrated to the United States from Hungary after World War II and settled in New York City, where I was born. When I was 5, we moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I lived until I went to college. The rental house that we lived in was in a Catholic neighborhood with several large families, so I had many friends. And one day, I asked my parents why my friends went to Sunday school and I didn't. So in response, my dad did research at the library into various religions. I guess they decided we wouldn't be Lutheran or Jewish. And that was in 1955, so think how much easier that research would have been today with the internet. His research led him to the one Unitarian congregation, and there still is only one in Fort Wayne, which they joined in 1956. So although I wasn't born into the faith, I was raised in it. I went to public schools, and a couple of incidents related to being UU have stuck with me. First, a religious education trailer came to the school weekly and parked on a side street, which was not school property, and each grade went out for their hour of instruction. I went in second grade, but after we joined the Unitarian Church, my parents did not let me attend. My teacher simply could not understand. After all, I was not Jewish. You know, it's two choices. A second incident was that when I was in high school, my language arts teacher actually went to a service at the church, and her only comment to me was, the word God was never used. The congregation met in a large old house, and it had, as I remember, a solarium where the services were held. Classrooms were in the basement, and the parsonage was on the second floor. And I do remember attending the groundbreaking for our new church building, which was in 1961. And building in phases, as we're planning to do, is not unusual. The building, which houses RE, offices, and the choir room, was not built into the mid-1990s, so 30 years later. Some of the events that I can recall from my RE days are that when I was about 10, we studied the Church Across the Street curriculum by Sophia Lyon Foss. And I don't remember much about it, but I remember having to wear a hat and maybe even gloves to visit a Catholic church. And I think with the world as it is today, an updated version of this curriculum would be great to have today. In junior high, we made marionettes for one curriculum. Don't remember again which curriculum. But I do remember the camaraderie and the fun that we had, making the marionettes and then putting on a show for the congregation. In high school, as a member of LRY, which was the Liberal Religious Youths, which is the predecessor to YRUU, Young Religious UUs that exist today. We hosted teens from Kenya in 1963, which is the year that Kenya received independence from Britain. I joined the church at age 13, and I must have attended some congregational meetings because I remember lots of discussion. Some things never change. I attended Washington University in St. Louis, which I discover was founded by a Unitarian. One of the trustees, university trustees, was UUU, and his wife was in the choir, which I joined. So they would pick me up from the dorms every week for choir rehearsal and then for services on Sunday. And I guess attending church as a college student was and still is atypical, but the church became my family away from home. When Bill and I got married, all aspects of the ceremony and reception were handled by church members. He and I were the first couple to marry who had both been raised in that congregation. When he got transferred to San Diego, we drove in on Good Friday, 1972, and that Sunday, on Easter Sunday, we went and joined First UU Church. Both of our sons were born while we were members there, and that's when I first became involved with RE as a leader. We were members at First Church until we were asked to help start a congregation here in North County in 1984, and that congregation was the beginning of today's Chalice congregation. Our sons were part of a small group of children who grew up together as UU kids, and two more of those kids were the Simpsons' son and daughter. And I have to say that I really enjoy watching our Chalice children form these types of friendships. Many of you have seen my son and daughter-in-law and my grandchildren around, and they represent the third and fourth generation of UUs in my family. I would hope that many of you would be teachers of our next generation. You never know what will stick with a child. And be active in the congregation. Let our children learn what it's like to be in this community by example. And finally, parents, listen to your children. I wouldn't be standing here today if my dad had not taken my question about attending Sunday school seriously.
May each of us here be a blessing to the next generation and the next. And the next. I invite you to rise and join in singing.